All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the National Football League, and we are up to week number 7. Now, in week number 6, I went 9-6, and I'm looking to improve off of those numbers for week number 7. Now, I got week number 7 started on the right foot. I had the New York Jets losing to the New England Patriots. I had the Pats coming out on top by a score of 23-17, and of course, New England would prevail in that game by a score of 27-25. Now, there are 13 exciting games on tap for this Sunday, along with the Monday night affair, and here is how I feel that the rest of week number 7 in the NFL will go down. Going to start off with a battle of the birds, as the Atlanta Falcons, with a record of 2-4, will be in Baltimore to take on the Ravens, who have a record of 4-2. Now, the Falcons are nursing a 3-game losing streak right now. They have a beleaguered offensive line, and defensively, they cannot stop anybody, which is not a good combination in the NFL. For the Ravens, on the flip side, their offense clicked on all cylinders last week as they were able to dominate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a road victory. I see more balance this Sunday for the Baltimore Ravens offensively, as it will be the passing of Joe Flacco along with the rushing of Justin Forsett. This Ravens front 7 will look to put pressure on Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan and make their offense one-dimensional, as the running game really has not been there for Atlanta this season. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore at home by a score of 31-20. In the nation's capital, the 1-5 Washington Redskins host the 2-4 Tennessee Titans. And this is something that you have not been able to say that often this season, but the Redskins are actually a 6-point favorite heading into their matchup with the Titans. Now, for the Titans and their head coach, Ken Whisenhunt, it's going to be once again backup quarterback Charlie Whitehurst under center for his team in the Titans as they look to get a road victory. Now, on the flip side for the Redskins, you know that head coach Jay Gruden will once again go with Kirk Cousins, as the Skins are waiting to get starting quarterback Robert Griffin III healthy once more. He's still a ways away from that. But one thing that Cousins and Gruden can rely on is a running game with Alfred Morris. And I really think in this game, the Redskins really need to lean on their runner. It can set up a lot of play action passes to the deep threat at wide receiver for the Redskins in DeSean Jackson. And I think Washington has just enough to get past Tennessee in this one at home by a score of 24-17. Now, the 3-2 Seattle Seahawks, who are still the defending Super Bowl champions, will be on the road to take on the 1-4 St. Louis Rams. Now, the Seahawks were upset at home last week at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys, and we've seen a huge shakeup with the defending champs as they traded wide receiver Percy Harvin to the New York Jets this week. Now, the Seahawks have to get away from reading their own press clippings, and they have to get back to basics, which is physical football, and it starts with running back Marshawn Lynch. Lynch needs at least 25 carries in this game if the Seahawks are going to be an effective club. I look for the Seahawks secondary to really dictate things against the Rams wide receivers as they try to go out there and get a spark for their football club. I think the fact that Seattle lost last week at home and it's early in the year is just the attention getter that their head coach Pete Carroll needed. And they take care of business this Sunday on the road against the Rams by a score of 30-20. Don't look now, but the 3-2 Cleveland Browns are flying high into Jacksonville to take on the winless Jaguars. And right now, instead of Johnny Football, it's Brian Football that is getting things done for the Brownies at quarterback. And of course, I'm talking about the former Michigan State star in Brian Hoyer. Hoyer is just making things happen, and right now he has been the best Browns quarterback since the days of Bernie Kosar in the 1980s. This team simply believes in Brian Hoyer, that he is going to go out there and find a way to get things done. Now, for Jacksonville, there are no moral victories in the NFL. They have been playing better, especially rookie quarterback Blake Bortles, but they need to have an entire team effort in this one if they're going to get past the Browns. That will not be the case, and I'm taking Cleveland on the road by a score of 29-17. Now, in Indianapolis, the 4-2 Colts welcome the 3-1-1 Cincinnati Bengals to town. And, of course, The Bengals let an opportunity slip by the wayside last week when they had a tie at home with the Carolina Panthers. After playing five quarters of physical football, the Bengals have to turn right around for a 1 o'clock start in this one. And you wonder how Marvin Lewis's club, the head coach in Cincinnati, will be up for this one. Plain and simple, Cincinnati has a very balanced attack on offense with quarterback Andy Dalton and running back Giovanni Bernard. Of course, wide receiver A.J. Green is not going to be in the fold once again this week, which means that Mohamed Sanu is going to be the go-to guy in Cincinnati's passing game. The Bengals' defense is physical and they're active enough to put pressure on Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, but it's just a bottom line of Cincinnati being able to execute their game plan. Now, Indianapolis is getting more out of their running game this year as opposed to last season, but it is still the Andrew Luck show for this team in Indianapolis. Luck will be too much for Cincinnati in this game, and I'm going to take the Colts at home by a score of 30-24. The 3-3 Minnesota the 3-3 Buffalo Bills will host the 2-4 Minnesota Vikings, and the Bills come into this game as 5.5-point favorites over the Purple People. Now, Minnesota has a rookie quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. He's shown flashes in this early part of the season, but it's just a matter of him putting it all together. Now, on the flip side for the Buffalo Bills, head coach Doug Marrone has decided to go with veteran quarterback Kyle Orton as opposed to the second-year man out of Florida State in E.J. Manuel. And in the past two games, the Bills team has really rallied around them as they are 1-1 in those contests. Orton has the goods, and rookie wide receiver Sammy Watkins is as good as advertised as long as he stays healthy. Right now, with a lack of a running game, Minnesota's offense is a little one-dimensional, and I think the Buffalo Bills' defense is going to have an opportunity to expose and tee off on that on Sunday. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm taking Buffalo at home in this one by a score of 24-23. Now, in the Windy City, the 3-3 Chicago Bears will host the 2-3 Miami Dolphins. And the Bears are 3-3 this season, but they have yet to win at Soldier Field. Now, you look at Miami, and you look at their quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. He's been up and down for his entire NFL career. And you look at the talent around him offensively. You look at Lamar Miller at running back. You look at Mike Wallace and Brian Hartline at wide receiver. They have the tools to take care of business, but it's just a matter of the Dolphins clicking on all cylinders and getting it together. Defensively, Miami has been up and down as well. This has been an up and down team, which is why they have hovered around the 500 mark in the past few years. Now, on the flip side for Chicago, this is another team that has all of the tools. You look at quarterback Jay Cutler. You look at wide receivers Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall to go along with tight end Martellus Bennett. But for this Bears offense to go, it comes down to Matt Forte at running back. No Lance Briggs at linebacker in this game for Chicago. That's going to be big. But you look at this Bears defensive line, they're putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And I think Tannehill will be no different this Sunday. And I'm going to take the Bears to get their first victory of the year at home in 2014 as they knock off the Dolphins by a score of 30-24. Now at Ford Field in Motown, the 4-2 Detroit Lions will host the 2-3 New Orleans Saints. Now, the Lions will come into this game as a 2-point favorite, but this right here is a classic toss-up. The Lions are without their star wide receiver in Calvin Johnson, while the Saints are without their star tight end in Jimmy Graham. The Saints are coming off of a bye, but they are 0-3 away from the Superdome. And defensively this year, New Orleans has not been that good. Now on the flip side for Detroit, how will Matt Stafford continue to respond without Calvin Johnson? Because Calvin Johnson, for so long, has been his security blanket, and for so long, he's been the guy that he has relied upon. Now it's up to him to find other guys in the passing game, a la Golden Tate III. But right now, the Lions must find a way to run the football and keep that balance around Stafford. And Stafford cannot be a gunslinger all the time, and he cannot force the football because this Rob Ryan-led defense will find those flaws in him. So it will be important for Detroit to protect the football in this contest. This is going to be a tight one, but I'm taking Detroit at home by a score of 24-23. Now at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the 4-2 Green Bay Packers will host the 3-2-1 Carolina Panthers. Now, the Pack is favored by 6.5 in this one. Of course, the Panthers had the tie last week on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, they have to turn right back around and go to the Midwest to take on the Packers. One thing for the Panthers, Cam Newton cannot be the go-to guy at quarterback. And I say that not to take anything away from his leadership or his passing skills. I'm talking about his running. Last week against the Bengals, Newton had 107 yards on 17 carries. That is not going to cut it from your starting quarterback. You need to find somebody in his running game at running back to step up and take some of the load off of the franchise down there in Charlotte and Cam Newton. Now, speaking of the franchise, the Green Bay Packers have one at quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and all he seems to do is win football games. And the bottom line is, as long as he's healthy, Rodgers will always have the Packers in a position to make a play. Now, coming into this year, it was all about the Panthers' defense, and in the past few weeks, they have been getting doused. They are not the unit that we saw in the past few years, and if they're not up to par on Sunday, you will look for this Packers offense and Rodgers to pick them apart. Now, for Green Bay's defense, you know about Clay Matthews, and you know about Ha-Ha Clinton Dix at safety. It's just a matter of, will their corners be enough to go up against a physical wide receiver like Kelvin Benjamin, along with the tight end in Greg Olsen? This is going to be another tight affair, and I'm taking Green Bay at home by a score of 34-30. Now, the 5-1 San Diego Chargers will host the 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are coming off of their bye week, and going into their bye, they suffered a very tough road loss at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, Andy Reid and his crew have now had an additional week to lick their wounds because the injury bug has really hit KC early on this season. Now, on the flip side for San Diego, you look at Phillip Rivers, their quarterback, and he is having one of the best seasons of his career. And if he keeps this up, he will be in the discussion to be the NFL MVP. It's all a matter of Rivers, and can this Chiefs defense get to him enough to put pressure on him? I don't think that is the case, and I'm taking San Diego at home by a score of 27-20. Now, in the Bay Area, the winless Raiders come in with a record of 0-5, and they will host the 4-1 Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Raiders showed signs of life last week as they lost at home to the San Diego Chargers, but they need to put it together in each phase of the game if they are going to win and build some momentum for themselves heading in to the remainder of the season. You look at rookie quarterback Derek Carr for the Raiders. He has the tools, but it's just a matter of the team around him stepping up to play. Now, it's a homecoming of sorts. Current Arizona Cardinals starting quarterback Carson Palmer was once the starting quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. He was unable to get the team to the postseason, but he did have some decent years out there in Oakland. But you look at running back Andre Ellington for Arizona, along with wide receivers Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald, and they could come up big in this one. I look for this Arizona defense, especially their front seven, to put a ton of pressure on the rookie quarterback in Derek Carr and potentially forcing him into making some turnovers. The Raiders will keep it tight under interim head coach Tony Sparano, but it will not be enough for the second week in a row, and I'm taking Arizona in this one by a score of 28-20. The big one in the NFC East has the 3-3 New York Giants traveling to Texas to take on the 5-1 Dallas Cowboys. Now, of course, the Giants were shredded last week on Sunday Night Football as they were embarrassed on the road by the Philadelphia Eagles 27-0. Aside from the score, the Giants also lost their star wide receiver in Victor Cruz for the season with a torn patella tendon. It's all about this Giants team. How will they rally after losing one of their captains? You look at rookie wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., who was selected in the first round, and it's time for him to step up and show the world that he was worthy of being a first-round selection in the NFL draft. Aside from Beckham, the Giants also have a youngster at wide receiver in Reuben Randall, and it's time for them to step up. I look for the Giants offensively to try to get back to the running game. No Rashad Jennings in this one, as he will miss his second consecutive game with a knee injury, which means that the onus is going to be on the rookie running back out of Boston College in Andre Williams. But this Giants defense has to get out after Dallas quarterback Tony Romo into forcing him to make some errors. But Romo has not been making errors that we've seen him make in the past. primarily because the Cowboys are finally committed to running the football with running back DeMarco Murray, and the dividends are paying off. You look at what Murray has done this season. He has 159 carries for 785 yards and 6 touchdowns through 6 ball games. And it will be imperative for the Cowboys and their big physical offensive line to lean on the Giants' front in order to get Murray the football and allow him to get to that second level and do some damage. This is going to be a back and forth affair. This is a classic Hatfield and McCoys because these teams simply do not like each other. But I think the Giants will find a way to win just due to the fact that so many people are writing them off after getting blown out by the Eagles last week, and the fact that they lost Cruz, and the Cowboys are flying high after their big upset road win over the Seattle Seahawks last Sunday. All of that will play into the favor of the Giants, and I'm taking them by a score of 24-20. Now on Sunday night, the San Francisco 49ers will be on the road to take on the Denver Broncos. The Niners come in with a record of 4-2, while the Broncos come in with a record of 4-1. Now, we could see some history in this one, as Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning needs only 3 touchdowns to surpass Brett Favre as the NFL's all-time leader for career touchdown passes. It won't be easy, though, against this 49ers defense. Now, the 49ers are the walking wounded on that side of the football, but they just simply continue to find ways to make plays. Now, for this Broncos defense, it's all about keeping Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick in the pocket and forcing him to be a pocket passer, which is not his forte at this point in his career. But the 49ers do have a physical offensive line of their own, and you look for running back Frank Gore, along with the rookie out of Ohio State and Carlos Hyde, to have a big game if the 49ers are going to secure the road victory in this one. Now, this Niners front seven will look to put some pressure on Peyton Manning into forcing him into making mistakes. But the bottom line, from what we've seen in the past with this 49ers defense, if their front seven is not able to get to the quarterback, their secondary is not the same. And you look at these physical wide receivers that the Broncos have, a la Demaryius Thomas, along with tight end Julius Thomas, to get off on this Niners secondary. And if they are able to do that, it will be a big day for Manning and the Broncos. This is a tight one, but I will take Denver at home in this one by a score of 31-30. And finally, on Monday Night Football, the 3-3 Houston Texans will be in the Steel City to take on the 3-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the Texans, of course, began this year with a record of 2-0. They've lost 3 out of their last 4 ball games, and they are hopeful that they can get back on track and have some potential for a playoff spot coming down the road in the AFC for them. At some point, it's not going to happen this week, but at some point, I do see Texans head coach Bill O'Brien going with the youngster Ryan Mallett at quarterback as opposed to the veteran in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, one thing we do know about the Texans, they can run the football a lot with Arian Foster, and they are going to lean on their big back in this one against a Pittsburgh Steelers defense that has been less than stellar at times this year. The Steelers were embarrassed on the road last week at the hands of the Cleveland Browns. And the bottom line is they've simply lost their identity under head coach Mike Tomlin. This team needs to get back to a physical brand of football that we have known from the Pittsburgh Steelers for the last several decades. It just has not been there this year in 2014 for Pittsburgh. Now, Ben Roethlisberger, their quarterback, has bailed them out time and time again, but he's going to need some more help from the running game with Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount. And it comes down to the defenses in this game. Is the Texans defense going to be the one that makes the bigger plays, or is it going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers defense that makes the bigger plays? Whichever defense makes the bigger plays in this one is going to see their team be victorious. Pittsburgh was embarrassed on the road last week, and I think that is going to be the equalizer in this one as they come out angry and they win this one over the Texans by a score of 23-16. Those are my picks for week number 7 of the National Football League, folks. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 7 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.